The Short Stories of R.D. Blackmore. The short story is often viewed as an inferior relation to the novel, but it is an art in itself. To take a story and distill its essence into fewer pages while keeping character and plot rounded and driven is not an easy task. Many try and many fail. Blackmore was one to succeed, as this audiobook ably demonstrates. Richard Doddridge Blackmore was born on 7th of June 1825 at Longworth in Berkshire, now part of Oxfordshire, where his father John Blackmore was curate in charge of the parish. His mother died a few months after his birth, the victim of an outbreak of typhus. With this loss, the family moved to Bushey, Hertfordshire, then on to their native Devon. With much of his childhood spent in the lush and pastoral dune country of Exmoor, and along the Badgeworthy Water, Blackmore came to love the very countryside he immortalised in Lorna Doone. In November 1853, he married his wife Lucy, and the following year his literary career began, with a collection of poems, and for the next 15 years he would write in the winters and garden in the summers. In 1860, with inherited money, he built a house in Teddington, just outside of London, and established a market garden for the cultivation of fruit. He loved horticulture, but having little business experience, could never really exploit it. R.D. Blackmore died at Teddington on 20th of January 1900, after a long and painful illness, and was buried next to his wife in Teddington Cemetery.
Frieda, or The Lover's Leap, A Legend of the West Country, by R.D. Blackmore. Chapter 1. On the very day when Charles I...